Elliott Farr has the ball down low. Ooh, looks like it was ripped out of his hands by Nieuwstu there. Nieuwstu on the fast break, and it's going to go out of bounds. Looks like number three for Nieuwstu kind of fumbled the ball around and couldn't hold on there. So King Cove bring the ball up. Score is 70-52. King Cove with the decisive margin and lead right now. Little jump shot there from the big man, number 34 for King Cove. No good. Nieuwstu bringing it the other way. Nieuwstu, another three-pointer. No good. So King Cove gets that rebound. Big man Elliott Farr with that rebound. Passes it to our high scorer for the night, Gould. He's going to pull up for a three, and the bank is open. Number four, Michael Gould with a three-point shot there. 73-52, King Cove leading this one. Another three-point attempt from Nieuwstu. No good. Getting tipped out of bounds off of Nieuwstu, so it's going to be a King Cove ball going the other way. 3 minutes and 27 seconds left. King Cove winning this one, 73-52. Nieuwstu applying the pressure, bringing some guys up, trying to get the ball back. But King Cove's going to bring the ball up. Shot attempt from number three, Riley Wilson, no good. Riley Wilson been balling out tonight with 6 three-pointers made. I can't get that one. Nieuwstu with the ball, passing it around. Looking for a shot here. Nieuwstu driving in. And the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds by King Cove. So Nieuwstu ball under the basket. 3 minutes. 3 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. Winner of this game will go on to play Sandpoint. Three-point attempt from Nieuwstu there. No good. King Cove's going to get that rebound. Michael Gould bringing the ball off the court. Looking inside for a teammate. A little fake there. Passes it to Brennan Larson, who's going to go for the shot. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson's going to try and put it back up, but can't get it. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Thompson. So Nieuwstu bringing it the other way. 73-52. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Winner of this will play Sandpoint tomorrow. Nieuwstu looking for some last-minute points here. Trying to get some three-point shots off. Passing it inside, and it's good. That's number two. Kiger Gus with a nice under-the-basket shot. Kinko bringing it the other way, 73-54. Gould with a deep three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Gould's got a rebound, and he's going to put it up for two. So Gould with an impressive night tonight. High score for this game. Nieuwstu with the ball. Shot attempt there by Nieuwstu, but it is no good. King Cove going to bring it the other way. Gould looking down low. He's got number 15, Brennan Larson, for an easy layup. Some nice connection there between Gould and Larson. Nieuwstu with the ball. Trying to get some late points here in the fourth. But King Cove is still putting on the pressure, not letting him get any easy buckets. Inside look for number two. No good. King Cove's going to get that rebound. Gould bringing it up the court, trying to go coast to coast with this. Fadeaway jump shot at the short corner, and he has got it. Number four, Michael Gould, cooking tonight. Stolen on the inbound by 15, Brennan Larson, and Brennan Larson just got two more points there. Score is 81-54. King Cove winning this. Nieuwstu with the ball now, passing it around the perimeter, looking for something. Little short corner shot there from number one of Nieuwstu, Joel Hansen. It's going to be rebounded by Nieuwstu. And under the basket, Bryson Andrew for Nieuwstu. It's going to get two. So score is 81-56. We have 45 seconds left in this game. Michael Gould just turned the ball over there. Pass it right into the hands of a Nieuwstu player. Nieuwstu bringing it up the court. Nieuwstu, little short corner floater there from Joel Hansen. It is good off the backboard. 81-58. 20 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Number four for King Cove. Michael Gould bringing it up. He's going to pass to Riley Wilson, who's going to get his 7th three-pointer of the night. Wilson balling out right now. Nustu with the ball. 1 second left. 3-point shot from Blake Petla there is no good. So a decisive win for the King Cove T-Jacks right now, as they're going to advance to play the Sandpoint Eagles tomorrow. So for anyone tuned in, that game will be taking place tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. So tune in at 6:30 p.m. for Sandpoint Eagles versus the King Cove T-Jacks. Awesome game there tonight. Our high scorer, Chase Gould, with 33 points. Amazing performance. All-around team play from the King Cove T-Jacks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 6:30.
And we'll put whatever on the radio going. Let me figure out what I have here. And we should have something coming up here.
From NPR, this is World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. They say that you can't run away from your problems, but sometimes getting away, going on a little trip maybe, can help you get a different perspective on those problems. Instead of just stewing in them, getting yourself moving can help you see things in a different light. Sia Gray loves to travel, and after going through a breakup a couple of years ago, she decided to take a road trip to Japan, and that is where she started writing songs for her new album. And when you listen to this song, you can hear her working through her feelings. But you might also get that sense of motion, a feeling from the music of moving forward, refusing to be stagnant. This is Sia Gray, Shell of a Man, new music on World Cafe.
I wanna call it off. Don't you peace?
This is Charity from The Head and the Heart, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home when you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Don't you worry, don't worry about me. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above. We can start moving
from her upcoming new album, Forever is a Feeling, out in March. That was Lucy Dacus, Ankles. Another act releasing a new album this spring is next on Live from the Archives on World Cafe. Of the World Cafe Vault as a musical wine cellar. And instead of bottles, it's full of recordings, performances that are carefully preserved at just the right temperature. And on Live from the Archives, I uncork a couple of those performances for you to sip on with your ears. I'm Marina Duras. Today, starting your Live from the Archives set with a song from a duo who are set to release a new album in May. Here's a performance from when they visited the cafe just over a decade ago. It's 2014 vintage Lucius. Turn it around.
Thank you. Thank you.
Live from the World Cafe Archives, Joan Osborne performing Saint Teresa. The archives are there for you whenever you want to go take a look around at worldcafe.org. If you do go there, you will find a recent session from this guy, the owner of a beach house in Buffalo, the man who parks his houseboat at the Himbo Dome. It's MJ Lunderman. Wristwatch.
Thank you.
Michigander with Giving Up. A song for embracing all those little things that might be bugging you is next on World Cafe. Hey, I'm Raina. It's World Cafe. If you're anything like me, sometimes you can get caught up in what isn't going your way. You can let stuff that's annoying you drown out all the good things that might be happening. You might even think, hey, if I could just get past this stuff, then I could really get on with living. Well, if you can relate, this song may work as a good reminder to just relax a little. And remember, as B.B. Stockwell says, these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. It's B.B. Stockwell, Minor Inconveniences, a World Cafe.
Cold feet, wet floors, sunlight through the front door. My head hurts, my back aches. Mom calls as my voice breaks and she asks me how I'm doing. And I say I'm fine. Burnt toast, milk spread, stubbed my toe on the doorstep. My cat's lost, my keys gone. My neighbor mows at the break of dawn and they ask me how I'm doing. And I say I'm fine. They say the minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. And these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of mine. Stranger from last night, overstayed like a bug bite. I found him in my kitchen, doing all my dishes. And he asks me how I'm doing, and I say I'm fine. They say the minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. And these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. And I know now that it's alright. It just takes time to breathe again. Part of the experience of life. And these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of mine.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback one night, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You
time after time, time after time after time after time.
This is Matt from the National, and you're listening to the World Cafe.
I'm on a blood bus. God.
capping off this edition of World Cafe with Proudy House, It's Only Natural. Thank you so much for letting me play you some music. Thank you for supporting public radio. And thank you to our affiliates all across the country who bring you this show, including WFYI in Indianapolis, Indiana.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, nature fashion roses kiss with dew,
laid on the earth,
and then she placed them in a bower,
laid on the earth.
It was the star. Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Leilani,
you are my dream. Leilani, heavenly flower, tropic stars are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilani.